Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And today we're talking about gender roles versus gender rights and responsibilities. And I remember in high school, my history class participated in this national competition called History Day. And the theme for that particular year was called Rights and Responsibilities. And it meant that we could explore any topic throughout history where we focused on a group of people who had certain rights or who had earned certain rights, and then the responsibilities that now fell on their shoulders because of those rights. And that theme has really stuck with me even to this day as I've thought about the different rights and responsibilities that I have as a woman, as a citizen, as a daughter of God, an employee, and a spouse. And sometimes we'll hear in cultural Christian vernacular that each gender has a specific, quote, role that they need to fulfill. However, LDS therapist Dr. Julie De Azevedo Hanks recently wrote a really great article stating why we need to shift away from using the term gender roles to using gender stewardships or gender responsibilities. Roles, as she says, incite feelings of being boxed in. So much like actors in a play or a movie, their roles are already scripted out, they're all planned out, and there isn't really much room for interpretation on what to do with them. And also the term gender role, if you didn't know, isn't mentioned once in the scriptures or in the LDS official document, The Family, A Proclamation to the World. However, the terms responsibilities and stewardships are mentioned several times when speaking of men and women, husbands and wives. And using these terms instead allows more flexibility and spontaneity as each family situation is different. And Dr. Hanks also mentions that with these gender responsibilities and stewardships within a family, we can still refer to doctrine and scriptures for righteous guidelines, but we also have the freedom to establish our own routines and traditions and to be accountable for the choices that we make. And in the Proclamation to the World, it states, quote, "By divine design, fathers are responsible to provide the necessities of life and protection for their families. Mothers are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children. In these sacred responsibilities, fathers and mothers are obligated to help one another as equal partners," end quote. I also find it fascinating that in Moses, chapter 5, verse 1, in speaking about Adam and Eve, we learn that Eve labored alongside with Adam to help provide for their family. They both planted and harvested food. They both cared for and taught their children. They were equal partners. And of course, each family situation is going to be different. As the Proclamation to the World states that death, disability, and divorce may necessitate some changes that need to be made. And remember that providing for your family doesn't always mean financially, and being a, quote, homemaker doesn't necessarily mean only cooking and cleaning and providing for your children. There are many ways for both men and women to do these things. Finally, Dr. Hanks says that, quote, "Gender stewardships can be thought of as overlapping spheres and not as thick, rigid fences that cannot be crossed. In my own experience, my husband has participated in every aspect of our children's lives since they were born. I feel an extra responsibility for certain aspects of our family life, but that does not mean that they can't or shouldn't be participated in by my husband. I have contributed to our family income throughout our marriage, led family prayers, and family home evening. Because our stewardships are flexible, doesn't mean that we are the same or will do the same things in the same ways. We can share our responsibilities while still celebrating our unique strengths," end quote. So for more information on family relationships and establishing a happy family, you can visit mormonchannel.org or download our app from the App Store for great blog posts, podcasts, and inspiring videos. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote by beloved Christian author C.S. Lewis. And he said, "The most important career is that of a homemaker. All other careers exist to support this one ultimate career." And remember that being a homemaker applies to both men and women in establishing a peaceful, safe, and healthy environment for their families. thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.